From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Debate performances aside, President Barack Obama is already claiming a ground game victory in Florida. His campaign sent out a memo touting gains made in voter registration and absentee voting numbers compared to 4 years ago. It also points out that the campaign never left Florida after the 2008 win over John McCain and has trained 20,000 people to register other voters. The campaign also says voter registration among Black and Hispanic voters has increased substantially since the last election. George Zimmerman's trial date in the Trayvon Martin shooting has been set for June 10th. It comes as the task force created to review Florida's Stand Your Ground law has its latest meeting. Sid Hoskinson brings us up to date.
Representatives from Florida Carry Incorporated, Unified Sportsmen of Florida, and the National Rifle Association made the case for keeping the law, with some clarifications. Florida Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll chairs the Task Force on Citizen Safety and Protection. She says one major concern has been with enforcement.
Making sure we have uniformity across the state, because we don't want something in a rural area to be applied differently than how the law is applied in an urban area. It has to be across the board where fairness occurs for every citizen that the law is applicable to.
Carroll says all of the information gathered by the task force is available online. The panel expects to deliver its final report and recommendations to the governor before the end of the year. I'm Sid Hoskinson in Jacksonville.
South Florida is a finalist to host the 50th edition of pro football's biggest game. Marva Hinton reports getting a Super Bowl could kick off a whole new stadium controversy.
South Florida is in competition with San Francisco to host Super Bowl 50 in 2016. If that bid fails, the National Football League announced yesterday the runner-up for that historic 50th will vie against Houston for Super Bowl 51 in 2017. But there's a catch. For South Florida to come out on top, it's reportedly going to take $225 million in renovations to Sun Life Stadium. The Dolphins have said a partial roof is a major upgrade needed to make it happen, but the team's application to host the game did not mention any potential renovations. NFL owners will vote on the host city for 2016 in May. South Florida has hosted 10 Super Bowls. That's more than any other location. The last was in 2010. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Cubans no longer have to apply for exit visas or provide a letter of invitation to travel abroad. Analysts say this is the biggest step so far in a gradual relaxation of restrictions on things like running private small businesses, owning cell phones, staying in tourist hotels, and buying and selling homes and cars. Cuban-American Arnold Mueller was at Versailles Restaurant in Little Havana when he heard the news.
In the event that is true, that's really good. That's what we need, Cubans, to get in touch, with the rest of the world.
But some hardline exiles are convinced it's just a Castro ploy to raise money. For more news anytime, day or night, we ask you to check out our new website, WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?